Wow, hello strangers. This is my first attempt at starting a podcast and sharing it with the unknown world. Why am I doing this? Well, basically, I just came back from my honeymoon in Morocco, where I was confronted with life, vibrance, energy, happiness. It was great. It was a wonderful experience. And today I'm back in Germany, in also cold Germany, with about 4 degrees Celsius. And I'm back at my new job that I started 4 weeks ago, and I just couldn't help but feel the cold. Not just the cold of the weather, but the cold of the people. It was so hard to break through this barrier of smiling. I came in with a big smile on my face and couldn't help but leave with less of a smile on my face. And just because people don't open up to me. For clarification, I'm a big empath. I value emotions very, very highly. And when I have the feeling that someone else is going through pain or hiding something from me or isn't being sincere about a situation, I feel that too when I get, and it frustrates me. And I want to get to know the person and make them feel happier. But just giving this energy constantly can be exhausting because you're not getting it back either way. So after my first day at work, after a two-week holiday, I just decided to just leave the office. And I left at 3 p.m. and just happened to sit down in a cafe for 2 hours, just writing in my notebook, thinking about ways to escape this crazy life. Because it was, after all, my job to fix the culture in that company, right? At the end of the day, I decided that I needed to share this with someone. Someone who just wouldn't interrupt me and someone who would just take the time to listen to me full-heartedly. And that's why I decided to make a podcast and just see where this ends up. I guess, I don't know what you're expecting from me, but I think I'll just use this as my little diary to just speak to someone every now and then and help myself feel better after non-emotional days or very emotional days. I've gone through certain attempts to fight this empathetic outbreaks. I try to meditate daily. I try to do yoga daily, stretching. I read a lot. I try to be mindful. I am good to people. I'm nice to people and expect the nicest back. I'm a creative soul. I draw, I photograph, I paint, I create, I craft, I build, I program, I code. All these things to just get a sort of acknowledgement that a kind, empathic person can also be a leader or could also create something good. But it seems that the combination of being kind, female, biracial, dark-skinned, it's just not what people are looking for, or maybe not here. So I'm using this podcast as an anchor to maybe get my voice out there and maybe get a chance from people who want to take the time to listen to me. Maybe create a network of supporters that want to create a world of kindness and want to create a world of peace and harmony where we can all build things together, build things together and be ourselves and not be judged. I wish you all a wonderful day, and maybe until tomorrow. Bye. Hello, strangers. I recently started the experiment of talking to one stranger a day. This may be uncommon in a very warm country, maybe in Africa or Canada or the United States, but in Germany, it isn't very common to greet someone on the street. Usually, you greet in an elevator or you greet in a doctor's waiting room, but you would never greet a stranger on a tram or in a train or walking by. So I've made it to my task to talk to one stranger every day just to see if this would eventually spread and maybe we could break a boundary and maybe get a bit more friendliness going on. My first encounter today was actually, again, at a train stop. A man walked by and yelled really loudly. And I asked him what was wrong. And he said that he actually rented a car a few miles away. And the train that he wanted to take to get there was coming in 24 minutes. And if he wouldn't get there in time, his reservation would be cancelled.
I told him he should get a coffee. And I don't think he really liked that idea, because I said, there's nothing else he can do, but wait for the train. And if he has 24 minutes anyway, he might as well just walk across the street and grab a coffee to enjoy it. There were about 6 or 7 people around me, but as it's common in Germany, they just didn't pitch in. They just watched in utter observation and were just confused by a stranger talking to another stranger. I don't have these kind of weird encounters, but I have really nice encounters most of the time as well, where it involves me getting the opportunity to pet a dog, or talk to a stranger about their grandma, or talk to a stranger about their last trip across the globe. And they're very, very nice. And I feel that even if I had a bad day and I've talked to a stranger and they've told me how they felt, it felt like we did share a moment of love, and that it is beneficial to me. My day was horrible today. It was rainy. I got a weird diagnosis of my knee, cancellations, problems in the family. But the last encounter today, with a taxi driver, actually, was really, really nice. He was at the same holiday destination that I was, and we managed to reminisce about some locations a bit and talk about sunshine, friendly people, good food. So maybe it's something that you, listener, would want to do as well, and talk to a stranger one day. And I hope that your day was really, really good today. And I hope that it doesn't bother you that I'm not underlying my podcast with sounds or music. And I hope that it's okay for you that this is pure, raw, and uncut. Because, yeah, who is perfect anyway? I wish you guys a great day. All the best.